Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy, I love that you're so open with your dating life. It's like our own personal Bachelor episode because we know you as the Bachelor.
Right, but it's causing me problems, like a lot of problems, because I forget that people are listening. And just a couple of weekends ago, and this has happened a number of times now, I've run into someone that I've gone on a few dates with or hooked up with out and about, because the eye is actually a lot smaller, I'm realizing, than people know.
And people, everybody knows everybody or knows somebody. It's not 7 degrees of separation. It's like 3 in the IE.
Exactly. And that's got me in trouble. And I ran into someone who I didn't know I was in trouble with, who we'd been speaking cordially. We hadn't seen each other for a while.
Okay.
Who absolutely hates me now, and I got no idea why. Like, literally.
Okay. So is this someone you dated or hooked up with? Let's get a little definition.
Two dates.
Okay. So you went on a couple dates.
Hooked up? I don't know how you describe it.
Did you do something on one of those dates that might have made her be like, ugh, I don't like guy?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you were respectful.
We spoke after that.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was good after that. It was cordial after that. Now my DMs are coming in. I'm looking at my phone. And then something changed when I saw her, and I'd seen her for a while, a couple of weekends ago, and she literally gave me nothing, was rude, stormed out, and I'm left going, what did I do? And then a couple of days later, I actually texted her and said, hey, can you just be honest? What did I do here?
Right.
No response.
Ooh! What did you do?
So now I'm thinking, what do I say? Because when I'm talking about this openly, which is what I decided to do,
mm-hmm.
I'm being honest with people and I'm talking to you as a friend.
Right.
I don't think I said anything that upsets anybody, but I never know.
So you think maybe something transpired when you weren't around?
Yeah. Now I'm
maybe she heard you talking about something on air that like irritated her, but she couldn't tell you what it was. Like she's just trying to like ghost you now.
Right. Ghost me. The IE is so small that someone else said something. Everything goes through my head, and I'm like, I'm a nice guy. why do you hate me? And it's one of the big pitfalls of this whole dating game, which I wasn't a part of for like 13 years, but now it's been a part of my life for the last 6 months.
Okay, so what kind of dating advice do you need?
What do I do now? Do I leave it?
Well, are you interested in her?
No, not really.
Then I would leave it alone. If you're not interested, then why worry about it?
And should I continue with this whole dating? Or should I just quit? Like,
no,
is this getting me in too much trouble?
No, you have to keep dating. But I think with this particular instance and her not wanting to tell you what happened, even though something obviously happened, let it go. That's on her then. If she doesn't want to tell you what happened and why she's mad at you, and if you're not interested in her... Sorry.
And this isn't the first person either. It's happened a number of times. It's starting to affect me mentally.
How many women are you making mad? Is it going to start affecting our ratings,
guys?
Yeah,
half the IE.
Come on.
It's you that and me together decided to talk about this. What do I do?
Okay, so what do you do in this situation? You want some advice?
Yes, I do.
Okay, call or text us. 888-431-3764.
Life on air is hard.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be this hard when I decided to do it when I became single like 6 months ago. I didn't realize how many people were listening and how small the IE is. And a few weeks ago, I ran into someone I've been on a few dates with, and she was exceptionally rude and just left and ghosted me. And I wrote to her a few days later, what did I do wrong? And she never said anything, and still to this day, I don't know.
I agree with the 714 here. Says, stop trying to drive down a dead-end road. Let it go. Dating is hard, and it's even harder when you try too hard. You said you're not interested in her. Like, if you did something wrong, you did something wrong. She doesn't want to talk to you. Let it go.
Yeah, and I'm not actually trying too hard. I'm sort of getting over the whole thing, to be honest, and like just lying on my couch.
Jamie in Long Beach, do you have any advice for Guy?
I do. Obviously, if she's ghosting him, leave it alone. It's not worth his time. She's dead in the water. But I think these girls maybe have an expectation, especially with him being on the air. And then they're hearing him talking about other girls when they might have thought that they were exclusive.
I have wondered that. And then I've wondered, what have I said that's made them think that? Because I'm in absolutely no rush to get in a relationship. I've done that for the last 13 years. I'm enjoying single life.
I don't think it's anything you said. It might be their mentality going in, thinking it might be more than what. Because look at you. You're a great guy.
I try,
but you're
not
ready.
Obviously
and
not.
Maybe they are, and they're looking for that.
Aren't you glad you're not single sometimes?
I am so glad. Sitting
married,
back watching this. I'm about to go get some popcorn right now.
I just got a text from someone I've been on two dates with, obviously heard this break.
Wait, saying, this isn't the girl, though, is it?
No, another one saying, I don't know if I've ever asked you if you're really only talking seeing me or are you talking to other women? Question mark.
Well, you want to go ahead and clear the air?
No.
You're openly talking about dating other women. Do you make it known when you go on these dates that, like, you are dating other people? I mean, that's kind of a turnoff, the first thing, like, hey, you're not the only one.
I don't know what I do. I try and have a good time with people. I try and get to know people. I don't go down that conversation. I'm still new to this. 7 months isn't long, right?
Well, Laura and Marietta weighed in and says, I think if you are really interested in what happened, you should ask her in person to maybe go meet at a coffee shop where you can talk about it, because honesty is always the best policy.
Yeah, I don't care enough. As soon as I didn't get a response, it's just over. It goes out. It's done. Like, out of sight, out of mind.
Over and on to the next DM. Do you have a date tonight? I never stay in one place too long. Guy, I think you should just wear a warning sign when you go out on dates. Not looking for anything serious.
Right?
Maybe that'll help you.
At the moment, because it's like getting me in trouble and I don't know why. And this happened to me a few times. I've run into someone, most recently last week, out because the IE is small, that all of a sudden hates me and walks away and won't respond to me. And I have no idea why. Cordial text messages and something's just happened in between.
Well, the 909 gets it. They say it's obvious that you enjoy being single and you just want to have fun. If you're not looking for romance and love, then just make sure you disclose it to the girls that you go out with.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not, like, in the realm of possibility.
Right.
But, you know, like 414 here says, Guy, you are so right. 7 months is not long enough. Just let women know you are looking for friends right now. You don't know what might happen.
Well, and even when you start dating someone, it's not like, hey, you want to go on a date so that we can get ready for our wedding?
It feels like that sometimes. Like, I swear. I'm like, I don't know how to handle this. It's been years, but it feels like that.
Wayne in Monrovia, do you you have something to weigh in about this?
Well, you know, we live in a day and age where everybody puts everything out there, social media, all that kind of thing. So it's like nothing's private anymore. And I'm just thinking maybe she's upset because he used a term earlier as I was listening where he said he's been dating and hooking up. Generally, hooking up these days tends to mean knocking boots. So, you know, maybe he said something on the radio. She's listening. Her friends know she went out with him. And maybe, you know, it didn't go over too well because now her, like, private business is out there in the world. You know, that's why her feelings were hurt or whatever. I think when it comes to dating and that kind of thing, you really need to, I guess, be more discreet.
Yeah. I mean, do you enjoy listening about it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course, because it's not our business. It's out on the radio.
Live vicariously through me right here.
Christine in Rialto, what do you think about this?
I just want, Guy, if you're not looking for a relationship, you ain't had a good one yet.
I haven't found the right one yet.
Well, stop looking for her and you'll find her.
What if I want to have fun?
then that's not a relationship. And you got to let them know in the beginning that you just want to go out and go around the Ferris wheel once and then go home.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.